Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Thousands set to take the streets of Milwaukee Thursday night. This is not an RNC protest march. It's the annual Storm the Bastille Run Walk. A lot of folks come out and participate. Many more line the streets. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports already 3,000 people registered for the nighttime run through downtown in Milwaukee's 3rd Ward as Bastille Days will kick off. Journal Sentinel's own Lori Nicol live with us this morning. You've run this, Lori.
That was my very first ever 5K. Full 5K, and I signed up for it because it was in the dark, so no one would see me.
Yes. Perfect. They'll never know it was me.
I am so serious, right? And I was running along, and a friend of mine from high school shows up running next to me. Lori, what's up? And he's toting a radio flyer wagon full of beer. And I'm like, okay, I'm in the right place. I don't drink, but I know I'm not the worst runner here, so it's good.
Did you run it, E, or just your son?
Actually, it was my first time. My first 5K was Bastille Days also, like back in, I don't know, 2003 or something like that. But my son ran it last year. He said he absolutely loved it.
Are there, like, super competitive runners also, Lori, in this?
Oh,
my friends are like, come on, we got to go up front because we got to be in the photo and be next to the competitive runners so that it looks like. Yeah, there's a few, you know, but thankfully they really do need to get going because this is not an intense run at all. So I think I've probably seen maybe 30, you know, two dozen people who are super competitive about it. And they're finishing, like, what's really cool is it weaves and meanders through the city and there's crowds and everything and the lights are out. It's beautiful. But you see the finishers finish and you're like, wow, I'm at mile one. Okay, that's great. So it is such a cool event. You know, a lot of people do it and don't pay. They just show up because it's not that serious. Yep. But I would, you know, the $35 or whatever it is goes to the Easttown group. So it's worth it. The T-shirts are usually cool. But it's kind of like the old Boston Marathon, like kids show up, oh, let's go run this with a beer, two beers. You know, it's very casual.
Got to start talking about this. Olympics just a few weeks away now. The Paris Games open on July 26th. Want to focus on a number of the athletes that you've had contact with locally who are going to be competing. Had an interesting piece on this swimmer from Shorewood, Amy Barrow?
Ami.
Okay.
Short for Aminata. Yep.
Okay. She's competing for Gambia. What's her story?
She's not from the United States originally. Her mother is from Finland and her father is from the Gambia, which is this small little country just below Senegal in Western Africa. But they've been living in Shorewood for 10, 12 some years now. I wish I remember. Anyway, she's 20 years old now. She's a former Wisconsin state champion in swimming. It occurred to her and her mother, who, you know, live in Wisconsin, that she could possibly qualify for the swim team. You know, they don't have a huge Olympic team for the Gambia because they don't have a huge country. I mean, it's really, 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 really small. So she went through a process of swimming internationally in Japan and in Angola around her swim season, which, by the way, is at Brown University, an Ivy League school. And by the way, she's also a pre-med student. So this kid's got a lot going
Olympian
on.
An Olympian in her
incredible.
Free time. Right. Yeah. So where is she training right now? Is she here?
She was here for a couple of weeks, and she uses the pool and trains with her coach here in Wisconsin. But right now, she's very intense training at Brown because they have the longer Olympic distance type. There's shorter distance, there's longer distance in swim, yards to meters. So she has that opportunity and her coaches are out there and she's really been pushing herself to get ready. She'll be able to taper soon. So she's looking forward to that.
Oh, awesome. So now we can root for the Gambia. Also, I love that when we can take on some other. We're rooting for Greece in basketball, rooting for the Gambia in swimming.
Isn't it cool? And she's the first ever female swimmer from that country to go to the Olympics. I mean, so she's making history. She'll be in the preliminary swimming event on July 28th. And, you know, just by getting to the starting blocks or the board, she will be making history. It's for a 20-year-old, and, you know, she's so smart. She's so dedicated. Great family. Just a really, really cool story. Yeah, I got my little the Gambia bracelet to wear to cheer for her that day.
Nice. Look forward to that and many more. Thanks, Lori.
Thank you so much, guys. See you Thursday.
Coming up on 7 o'clock on Wisconsin's Morning News.